In Oxford, on this lovely day where we are welcomed with a feast. When you are ready, if you can please find yourself a seat as we go into our worship session, which is going to be led by Mel and as an all-age service here at Wesley Memorial. So after service, we are going to have a family coming to join us, a family that we welcomed into Oxford. So if you can stay for that, they'll come and introduce themselves, and then we'll proceed to have tea and coffee afterwards in the room on my left.
There is no just tea and coffee, Grace.
Okay, so tea and coffee, I understand, is right here. Okay, I'm not sure if you can go and have it during the service as well. The facilities are on the other side as well, on the room on to my left. And if you are here for the first time, feel free to speak to one of us here, the regulars, and then we can tell you all about what we are, where we welcome everyone, even those joining us from home on Zoom. Let me not take any more time by asking Mary to come and say a few words, and then Mel and her team will lead us into worship.
Well, just before our exciting worship, I want to tell you about something else exciting that's happening today. So it's our annual garden party. I've lost count of how many years this has been going, but I know I've been going for 40 years. So, and it's at the Stocks House, and there'll be swimming and games from 2:30, and then cream teas and cake, catered for all needs, we hope, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. I think we've covered most bases, we hope. And it's just a really nice time to come together and chat and raise money for a really good cause. So we're raising money for the Fab Club, which meets here. If you're new to Wesley Mem, then for the past 40 years, we've had an inclusive social club running here on Friday nights. And as well as meeting here, we go on holidays. And this year we had a really exciting holiday in the New Forest where people did tree climbing and canoeing, and we're £2,000 short for that holiday. So we're hoping that the garden party might make a dent in that loss. And so we would welcome everyone. If you want more details, I've got little bits of paper. If you can't come but still want to make a donation, I've got the details on there as well. So just come and see me at the end. But we do hope that you'll be able to come along and have a really nice time this afternoon after a really nice time this morning. So over to Mel.
Good morning. Absolutely no pressure now after that intro. It's lovely to see you all. And before we start, thank you so much to all those, the team of people who have made this slightly different service possible. It's so great to have so many people involved and such a happy, positive atmosphere that makes everything feel possible. So thank you. Rob is going to help me with our call to worship.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you.
They tell of your glory, of the glory of your kingdom, and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendour of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does.
The Lord upholds all who fall, and lifts up all who are bowed down. We join together in hymn 51, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray together. Loving God, we have gathered here together as a church community, celebrating your love and seeking to work for your kingdom. But we are also here as individuals, each of us carrying our own hopes and dreams, our own worries and sadness. Each of us has our own story, and each of us is known to you. Speak to us in this time, Lord. May we be open to your word and be aware of your spirit. In your name, amen. And we join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. That was a learner mistake, wasn't it? Goodness. I remember a very experienced minister telling me, always have the Lord's Prayer written down because you will forget it. There we go. We're now going to hear our gospel reading.
The reading's taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and verses 25 to 30. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you. I don't know about anyone else, but since the railway station bridge has been closed, I have had to do a lot more cycling than I used to. And I have to admit that I was a bit terrible in the old days before the bridge was closed, that I would drive in our electric car, but I would drive in because I always carried loads of stuff in the car. And sometimes I drove in with loads of stuff in the car and then left it in the car and then drove home again at the end of the day. So that's a bit silly, isn't it? But it was the luxury of being able to carry loads of stuff. I just carried it around. Now I'm on my bike, I am learning that I can't carry the same amount of stuff. I haven't got panniers or anything clever like that. So I end up balancing things on my handlebars, which really is not very safe. And I've begun to learn about the length of bag that you need to safely cycle, because I don't want my bag to get caught in the wheel. And oh, it's all kinds of things I have to think about. So first of all, I put my helmet on, so I've got that. And I always wear, Even on a really hot, bright day, I always wear this. Not because of other road users, it's because of me. And then I've got short bags I found helpful because they can go on the handlebars and they don't go into the wheel so much. And of course I've got my rucksack, which again, that can go on my back. Not nice, is it, in the hot weather? I don't like that. So I've been trying to rely on the bags on the handlebars. But the problem is it's really easy to overdo it and then have to get off the bike and wheel it because, you know, it just isn't safe. It just isn't safe. Earlier this week, I had a dilemma because I was bringing in a tray bake for Wednesday coffee, and I was also bringing in lots of stones that are going to be able to do a craft with them later on in the service. And the stones were really heavy. I knew before, I didn't even try. I knew there was no way I could carry them in on my bike, so I had to find another way, which involved finding somewhere to park, using a trolley, dragging it in through the underpass and all kinds of things. I managed it, but it was hard work, I tell you. I could have done with some help, really. In a moment, we're going to have a drama. Now, I'm just going to give you a moment's warning in case you need to retrieve anything that we may have left somewhere in the practice. You're all happy, you've got what you need. Lovely. So, well done. They're pros here. So, yes, so in a moment, mostly fizzy people, fizzy group are going to lead us in a drama. So I shall make some room for you.
I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say I'm loud, say I'm clear for the whole wide world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. And I wish.
All you that come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
How sweet it would be if I found I could fly. Well,
thank you. Jesus is all we need. Let's sing together hymn 544, As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Thank you.
Right. For those of you who would enjoy it, we have some large pebbles over there in that blue bucket, which are ready and waiting for some decoration. There's also some colouring sheets if you'd like to do that. In fact, there's an awful lot of colouring sheets because I had a fight with the photocopier. So do feel free to take them home, wallpaper your house, whatever. Now, when you do decorate your pebble, what I'd like you to do is think about something that will, some positive message. I've printed out some pictures of some ideas or some colours or an image that when you look at that pebble, it will remind you of Jesus' love, will remind you to be strong, will remind you to keep going. So do have a look and have a go at doing that. For the rest of us, I hope you enjoyed breakfast. I don't know how you felt about it. I know that for some people here, even, breakfast without bacon isn't really a breakfast, so it might not have quite hit the mark. And for other people, the whole idea of having a coffee and some brioche in church might have felt a bit difficult, and that's okay. We're allowed to feel as we do. That's fine. You can't please everyone. Even Jesus found that. And what's more, some people, as Jesus found, will not be happy whatever you do. At the beginning of the reading we heard earlier, Jesus is a bit exasperated and compares those listening to children sitting in a marketplace who can't decide what game they want to play, so they don't play any of them. They didn't want to join in with John the Baptist because he was tough to listen to. And now Jesus was criticised basically because he liked people, was too inclusive, and enjoyed food. At the time, there were strict religious laws in place in the community Jesus lived in. And depending on lifestyle, people's jobs, any illness, their gender, amongst other things, people would be seen as unclean and judged harshly. There were lots of pressures in life, expectations of how to behave, and judgments made. We hope to be a church that doesn't make judgmental statements, a church which is open to questions and seeks to be inclusive and loving, because that is the way of Jesus. And whilst at times we make mistakes, and whilst the wider church is not always like that for everyone, and many people have been hurt, religious judgments don't seem to have the hold in our society in the same way as they did in Jesus' time. There are now other pressures. And because this is an all-age service, one of those pressures that came into my mind was social media and what you find on the internet. Most of us, including young people, have a lot of access to the online world. And although a lot of it is good, it is also a world which brings a lot of pressures. Unrealistic goals of how we should look and behave. Photo filters, changing appearances. Influencers sharing life hacks and advice, which can often be driven by financial incentives rather than true wisdom. And the online world can also cause the issue of no downtime from relationships, good and bad, because you can always text, do FaceTime, chat on Discord, etc., with one another. If you don't respond, you are ignoring people. And if you do, then the constant communication means small disagreements which might have been forgotten about can blow up into big issues, because they're constantly being fed by people adding comments. And I think most of us will recognise that for some reason, people's inhibitions about how to speak to one another and complete strangers online are much lower. You only have to go on a houseplant forum or a chicken care forum to see how quickly comments descend into crazy, horrible things. And the trouble is, negative things seem so much more sticky, don't they? They stick to us, they weigh us down. I'm sure I'm not alone in finding that one negative comment weighs me down way more heavily than 10 positive comments. And it's tiring carrying that weight. Then there are those pressures many have no choice but to carry. Caring for someone who is ill. Struggling to pay the mortgage or rent. Coping with illness. Feeding a family when there just is no spare cash. Grief. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I think some might hear Jesus' words and say, "Oh, there's a yoke, is there? You do want us to carry stuff, But, you know, in life, there's always a yoke. There's always some kind of burden we have to carry. And many of the heaviest are self-imposed or handed out by society. The yoke Jesus offers is light. It doesn't come with added judgments, unless we start being judgmental ourselves, and then Jesus often has something to say about that. And the love that comes with it is nourishing and strengthening. It brings freedom. Before I started planning this service, I thought I knew what a yoke was. I thought it was what a milkmaid carried. Stick over the shoulders, two buckets. That was what I had always imagined the yoke to be. Very individual thing. But I used the internet, because it's not all bad. I used the internet and I Googled yoke just to make sure what it looked like. And I discovered this following definition. A wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to the plough or cart that they are to pull. And I think, isn't that an amazing image? That actually, when Jesus says, "My yoke is light," Jesus is sharing the yoke with us. We are not on our own. The load is shared. Life will still be complicated. Life will still be full of pressures and challenges, but Jesus is with us and will help us carry the load. We are not on our own. We are a team. And we are loved. Our choice is what or who we are going to yoke ourselves to. A society which seems to offer freedom, but often judges and condemns, or to Jesus, who looks at us with love, as we are, and says, "Come to me, I will give you rest." We sing together hymn 248, "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say."
I'm not afraid to die.
Now, on my order of service I've got here, it now says pebble inspection. So I was wondering, has anyone got any, have you got far enough to show me any of your pebbles? Can I have a look? Let's see. Oh, stay positive, be kind, be you. These are gorgeous. Are you all right for people to come and look at them at the end? Because they are lovely. Well done, fantastic. Ah, keep going. Brilliant, brilliant. Now, I found, quite a long time ago, I found a poem about pebbles. It's called A Prayer Rock. It's about a prayer rock. Now, I'm not going to advise that this is good advice for you, but I thought I'd read it to you because the last line is brilliant. So it says, I'm your little prayer rock, and this is what I'll do. Just put me on your pillow till the day is through, then turn back the covers and climb into your bed, and whack, your little prayer rock will bump you on the head. Then you will remember, as the day is through, to kneel and say your prayers as you intended to. Then when you are finished, dump me on the floor. I'll stay there through the night time to give you help once more. When you get up next morning, clunk, I stub your toe. So you will remember your prayers before you go. Put me back upon your pillow when your bed is made, and your clever little prayer rock will continue in your aid. Now this is the important line. Because your heavenly Father cares and loves you so, he wants you to remember to talk to him, you know. I don't think you should put it anywhere where you're going to bump your head on it. I really don't. And I don't think we want to stub toes. But do put it somewhere where you can see it. And maybe when you see it, remember to have a quick word with God, because God wants to hear from us. And God's going to hear from us now because Malcolm is going to lead us in our prayers of intercession.
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that we can come to you as we are. You welcome us, for we are loved. Some of us are weary, and the burdens we carry feel very heavy. You offer us rest, for you are gentle and humble in heart. You want us to talk to you, to share our worries and concerns with you, because that is what friends do. And in this time of prayer, we'll have some spaces where we can talk to you, O Lord. We bring those things that we struggle with. Help us when we feel overwhelmed. Help us to know what we can let go of and what we need to continue to carry. May we learn to carry them with your yoke, O Lord, so the burden is manageable. And in the quietness, we bring our own struggles to you. Lord Jesus, we pray for those we know who are carrying burdens and yet we feel unable to help them with. For those caring for loved ones, for those struggling with illness, and for those grieving. And in these quiet moments, we bring those that we know to you. Lord Jesus, we pray for those in power and for those who shoulder great responsibility. May they be led by your gentleness, humility, and wisdom. In these few moments of quietness, we bring those burdens of those in power to you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray for our world and for the weight of responsibility that we carry in caring for your creation and caring for your people. May we learn from you so that we can heal, so that we can nurture rather than take and destroy. And in these quiet moments, we bring our thoughts to you for our world and our peoples. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, your morn shall rise, and all the day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found him in my star, my sun, and that in light of life I'll walk till travelling days are done. In your holy name, Amen.
And so we join together in our final hymn, 397, Walk in the Light. May the blessed presence of Christ be seen in us, his people, bringing peace to the confused and friendship to the lonely. And may the love of Jesus give us courage to be his presence in the world. Amen. And we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
And the whole team. Now we ask Gillian to come and introduce the family to us. Thank you.
The project in Wesley Memorial for last year and this year, as you will know, was to resettle a family from another country into Oxford. And we are delighted to be able to say that, as you already know, we have been able to resettle a family in Oxford. And the family were on the UNHCR waiting list since 2018, so it's been a long wait for them. But they're here today. We have delayed their coming to be formally welcomed at church so that they could learn a little English. And that's been very hard. But I know the family will come out and say hello. Is there a free roving mic? That'll be good.
That's wonderful. I can hold it. That's great. Thank you. Come over here so we can all see you. So this is Ehab, and I'm going to ask Ehab some questions so he can tell us a little bit about the family. This is your family. Will you introduce us?
Yes, this is my mom, Jihada. This is my wife, Marwa. This is my daughter, Noor. And this is my son, Wasim, and another son, Adam.
And how old are the children?
9 years old, 6 and 2.
And where have you come from?
From Iraq.
And a city in Iraq?
Yes, Baghdad.
And what was it like in Baghdad?
It's hot and not safe.
Hot and not safe.
Yeah.
And here, how is it here?
Yeah, it's good. Friendly, the people is friendly, safe, future, yeah.
It rains a lot.
Yes.
And
I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry, yes. And what I said was, it rains a lot, to which Ehab said, yes. Ehab, we welcome you and your family to Oxford. We are delighted that you are here with us. And I know you'll share a cup of coffee and tea with us after the service. Thank you. Should we give them a round of applause?